Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, the music festivals are gearing up big time as spring and summer move ever closer. April 27th through the 30th, of course, Merle Fest, and that's in Wilkesboro, features Americana, bluegrass, country, rock, and more by top acts and old and new favorites on more than a dozen stages. Some bands play a single show, but many artists play several shows throughout the weekend and sit in with other bands and performers. The festival honors the late Merle Watson and the Doc Watson family, and it's a fundraiser for Wilkes Community College. The site of Merle Fest is Wilkes Community College. April 28th and 29th, the White Oak Shores Bluegrass Festival takes place in Stella. The campground-based show is on the coast at the edge of the Croatan National Forest. A portion of the proceeds go to the Carteret Community College Foundation. April 28th through the 30th is the Art of Cool Festival. This is held in Durham. The nonprofit Art of Cool project works to present, promote, and preserve jazz-influenced music. The Art of Cool Festival, its biggest program of the year, focuses on expanding the audience of jazz-influenced music through more than 20 performances on 6 indoor music venues. Festival sites: Carolina Theater, DPAC, Motorco Music Hall, Pinhook, and PSI Theater. April 28 and 29, Little Creek Vineyard Music Festival and Snow Camp. Little Creek Vineyard and Music hosts several festivals, including this spring event, to further the mission of the vineyard and farm. The event is held at the vineyard. April 29th, it's the Triangle Beach Music Festival in Greenville. After 17 years in Garner, the festival relocated to Greenville in 2016. The day-long show, which presents top beach music bands along with several food and drink vendors, is this year in its 19th year. The festival site is the Pitt County Fairgrounds. Moving into the month of May, May 4th through the 7th, Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival. This is in Silcope. This festival presents an eclectic mix of music from rock to jazz and Americana, Cajun, klezmer on 5 different stages. There are also musicians' competitions, arts and crafts vendors, food vendors, games, a drum circle, children's activities, and more. The festival site is Shikori Hills. May 5 and 6, Asheville Electro Music Festival in Black Mountain. Some of the world's finest electronic and experimental musicians will be joined by local artists for 2 days of compelling live music and innovative technology. The festival site is Whitehorse Black Mountain. May 5 through 7, Carolina Rebellion in Concord. The 3-stage heavy metal festival is held at the Charlotte Motor Speedway Complex. It's been expanded this year to a 3-day show. May 5th through the 7th, it's the French Broad River Festival in Hot Springs. The festival focuses on the French Broad River with a river cleanup, raft races, and the French Broad River Festival bike race, in addition to the weekend of live music. There will also be local visual artists and other vendors, and a kids' village. Ticketed attendance is limited to 2,500. The festival site is the Hot Springs Resort and Spa Campground. May 11th through the 13th, Doyle, Dawson, and Quicksilver's Bluegrass Festival. The Bluegrass Greats Annual Festival includes a golf tournament on Thursday and on Saturday a free children's area with rides and games and cooking demonstrations and tastings. Bands typically play afternoon and evening sets, though headliners may not. The festival's in its 37th year, and the site is the Denton Farm Park. May 11th through the 14th, The Leaf in Black Mountain, the semi-annual Lake Eden Arts Festival, or LEAF, embraces world music, new ageism, and the outdoors. The festival site is Camp Rockmount. May 12th and 13th, North Carolina Brewers and Music Festival in Huntersville. This celebration of music, North Carolina, and its craft brewing traditions presents about a half dozen bands, free beer tastings, and information about beer making, food, children's activities, and vendors representing local merchants and nonprofits. Drum Strong, previously an independent music festival, became part of the North Carolina Brewers and Music Festival in 2015. The festival site is historic Rural Hill. May 12 and 13, Union Grove Old Time Fiddlers Convention, of course in Union Grove. Festival site is Van Hoy Farms. May 18th through the 21st, Moogfest in Durham, and then May 19 and 20, Carolina Roots Music Fest, that's in Statesville, along that and those same dates, Beaufort Music Festival, of course, on the coast at Beaufort. Audio described performances coming up in the coming weeks. Sunday, April 30th, it's James and the Giant Peach at Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Sunday, May 14th, A Piece of My Heart, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Sunday, May 14th, The Neverending Story, Cary Arts Center at 3. Thursday, May 18th, Caroline or Change, Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville, the performance at 7:30. Saturday, May 27th, it's Matilda, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Also on the audio described performance list, Saturday, May 27th, Finding Neverland. This is at DPAC at 8 o'clock. Also on the list, Saturday, June 10th, The King and I, DPAC at 8. Sunday, June 11th, Avenue Q, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Saturday, June 24th, Porgy and Bess, Justice Theater at 2. And Saturday, July 29th, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2 o'clock. Just a few events occurring in the area colleges in the coming weeks at NC State Center Stage and University Theater. Wednesday, April 26th, British Brass Band at Stewart Theater at 7. Thursday, April 27th, Jazz Ensemble 1, Stewart Theater at 7. Next two events also at Stewart Theater. Friday, April 28th, The Choir at 7. And Saturday, April 29th, Grains of Time, Stewart Theater at 7. Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. One event coming up Sunday, May 7th, Rhiannon Giddens and the Freedom Highway Tour. Performance begins at 7:30. Three events, Duke performances. Friday, April 28th, Richard Good on piano, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Sunday, April 30th, Christian McBride Trio. Both performances are sold out, but there, of course, may be a waiting list. Saturday, May 6th through the 8th, Blackbird and Will Oldham, a.k.a. Bonnie Prince Billy. That's at Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Don't forget, Arxplosure is coming up in a few weeks, May 19th through the 21st. This is the 38th annual event. For the first time, the festival will take place entirely on Fayetteville Street, with a fully programmed music stage anchoring the northern end of the event, and Architects of Air's luminarium installation, Catena, taking over City Plaza. The festival opens at 11 a.m. on May 19th and features nearly 180 visual artists from across North Carolina and the country. Musical performances kick off at 5 p.m. on the main stage. A full lineup of events can be found at RaleighArtsFestival.com. All right, at North Hills, out with its lineup for the 10th season of the Midtown Beach Music Series. These free concerts are held Thursday nights at the Commons from 6 to 9. April 27th, Liquid Pleasure. May 4th, Sleeping Booty. May 11th, Legacy Motown Review. May 18th is the Band of Oz. May 25th, the Tams. June 1st, the Catalinas. June 8th, Stuart Owens and Summertime. And we'll increase the list as the spring and summer go along. Also coming up at North Hills, the Midtown Music Fest scheduled for Saturday, April 29th. That's from 2 to 9:30 at Midtown Park. And then Saturday, May 20th, the 21st Annual British Car Show. All right, taking a look at the listings for three of the amphitheaters in the area. Carey's Cocobooth Amphitheater, Regency Parkway, Wednesday, May 3rd, Teacup Gin. Wednesday, May 10th, Yolanda Rabin, part of the Hobnob Jazz Series. Wednesday, May 17th, Mint Julep Jazz Band. Sunday, May 21st, the Triangle Brass and Youth Bands, John Williams Music from Star Wars and Harry Potter. Wednesday, May 24th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves, again part of the Hobnob Jazz Series. Saturday, May 27th, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest 2017, New World Symphony. Wednesday, May 31st, Marcus Anderson, part, again, of the Hobnob Jazz Series. Walnut Creek, the Coastal Credit Union Music Park, Friday, April 28th, it's Poison. Friday, May 12th, Chris Stapleton, Brothers Osborne, and Lucy Silvas. Saturday, May 13th, Future, Migos, Tori Lanez, and Kodak Black. Wednesday, May 17th at Walnut Creek, Kings of Leon and Deer Hunter. Saturday, May 20th, Brad Paisley, Dustin Lynch, Chase Bryant, and Lindsay L. Sunday, June 4th, Train, Natasha Bedingfield, and OAR. Then at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh on South McDowell Street. Friday, May 5th, it is Kids Bop. Saturday, May 6th, Band Together featuring Ben Folds. Friday, May 12th, Bastille. Sunday, May 14th, Double X. Friday, May 26th, Maxwell with Ladisi and Leela James. And Tuesday, June 6th, it's Glass Animals. All right, taking a look at some of the other events, 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hill. The live and local music and arts series every Friday from 6 to 9. May 5th, Bluegrass and Bike Week with Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. May 12th, Cirque du Plaza with Down to Earth Aerials. No schedule yet for festivals on the plaza. The Live in the District music series in Morrisville is scheduled concerts each Thursday, 6:30 to 9 through June 8th. The concerts are held in front of Stone Theater in Village Marketplace. April 27th, Carter Winter. May 4th, Patrick Rock Band. May 11th, Kalen and Haley Witters. May 18th, West Street Band. May 25th, Muscadine Bloodline. June 1st, McKaylee Buck Band. And June 8th, it's Brittany Marie. Then we've got the Wake Forest 6 Sunday's concerts, and they're at Joyner Park Amphitheater. The concerts are free and held from 5 to 7. April 30th, it's Marcus Anderson. May 7th, Fo Lia. May 14th, E.G. Peters Band. May 21st, Hank Patty and the Current. May 28th, Walking for Pennies. And then June 4th is going to be a Pinecone show, and they have not as yet named the players. North Carolina festivals and events coming up. April 28th, A Taste of Duplin and More. That's in Kenansville. Three events, April 28th and 29th. Barbecue Capital Cook-Off in Lexington. North Carolina Pickle Festival in Mount Olive. And the Washington Marine Market. April 28th through the 30th, Fayetteville Dogwood Festival and the Farmville Dogwood Festival. April 29th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival in Cary, and the Shining Rock River Fest in Canton. And then April 29th and 30th, the Foothills Merry-Go-Round Festival in Shelby. One event to talk about at the Clayton Center. All shows start at 8 unless noted. It's Saturday, May 13th, Johnston County Chorale Broadway Musical Magic at 2 and 7. Holly Springs Cultural Center, Friday, April 28th, All for One. May 2nd and 16th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Gingerbread Man. Saturday, May 20th at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. Then, June 7, 8, and 10, and the 12th through the 17th, Finding Patience. Several performances telling the captivating story of Holly Springs from the Civil War to present day. At the Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road, April 28th and 29th, it's Sylvia, presented by the Town Players of Garner. Saturday, May 6th, Shadows of the 60s. This concert pays tribute to the tremendous legacy of the Four Tops and the Supremes. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Friday, June 23rd, Elvis on tour. July 15th, Motherless Child, the play. August 10th through the 12th, Disney's Aladdin Jr. Then October 20th and 21st and 27th and 28th, Over the River and Through the Woods. Let's move to the community of Cary. The 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series is back. This is the Food Truck Rodeo on the following dates, June 25th, July 30th, and October 1st. All events run from 12:30 to 5. The Live at Lunch Series, Thursdays in April and May, Fidelity Bank Plaza from 11:30 to 1:30. Saturday, April 29th, as mentioned previously, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival. Spring Days features the best of North Carolina's diverse arts and crafts community from 9 to 5. Wednesday, May 3rd, it is Senior Citizens Day at the Cary Senior Center. Saturday, May 6th, Herb Fest. This event is held on the grounds of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. In addition to touring the garden, festival goers can stroll through booths selling a wide variety of herbs, crafts, and garden products. Hours are from 9 to 3. May 12th through the 14th, The Neverending Story, Cary Youth Theater. Lonely Bastion discovers a strange book and begins to read. In the story, young Atreyu must stop the nothing from destroying Fantastica. Atreyu's quest is dangerous and difficult, but just when it seems he will fail, he suddenly joins the story. Saturday, May 13th, it is the Ritmo Latino Festival. Saturday, May 20th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention show starts at 3. We've got some concerts coming up at Bond Park at Sertoma Amphitheater this summer. All concerts are free and held Saturday evenings at 7. May 13th, it is Loose Strings Band. June 10th, Tyler Hughes and Sam Gleaves. July 8th, Al Strong. August 12th, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. Then we've got the Starlight Concert Series, held on Friday evenings at 7, unless noted. And that's held at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. The concerts are free. June 2nd, Polka Plus Band. June 23rd, Celebration of Bluegrass. July 14th, Greg Gelb and the Second Line Stompers. And then finally, August 4th, it is a Jam Rock. Okay, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, coming up Wednesday, April 26th, Richard Thompson with the Low Hills. Some songs you never finish, you let them lie for 20 years, adding a line, changing a verse. That's what the reflection from songwriter and guitarist Richard Thompson's. Songs always sound best before you write them, before you get them on paper or into a recording. Tickets start at $29.50 for Richard Thompson and the Low Hills on Wednesday, April 26th. There are select Art of Cool performances scheduled at Carolina Theater on April 28th and 29th. Sunday, April 30th, A Taste of Jazz, Durham Community Chorale's 30th anniversary concert. The Durham Community Chorale is a Research Triangle area group of people who share the love of singing. Members include professionally trained singers as well as those who have no public singing experience. Membership in the chorale is open to all adults in the Triangle. The mission of the Durham Community Chorale is to provide a focus on music for the purpose of enlightening, educating, and exposing the participants and community to a variety of choral music through public performances. Concerts start at 4:30. Tickets are $16.13. Monday, May 1st, it's Christopher Cross. Cross made history with his 1980 self-titled debut album, winning 5 Grammy Awards, including for the first time ever the 4 most prestigious awards: Record of the Year for Sailing, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, also for Sailing, and Best New Artist. Tickets start at $39.50. Friday, May 5th, there's little to be said here. Loretta Lynn, the country legend. Tickets start at $69.50. Sunday, May 7th, Italian Opera and the Sacred, presented by the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, the concert singers of Cary, and soloists from the Lindman Young Artist Program of the Metropolitan Opera. Curtain goes up at 3 and tickets are $30. Students, free. Monday, May 8th, Haters Roast, the Shady Tour. Warning, this is adult humor, but all fans are welcome. Saturday and Sunday, May 13th and 14th, it is Peter Pan. General admission is $20, kids up to 10 or 14 bucks, and seniors and students, $17. Tuesday, May 16th, Robert Randolph and the Family Band. Tickets start at $25. Other upcoming concerts at Carolina Theater in Durham: George Thorogood and the Destroyers, May 23rd. Joe Jackson, June 5th. Toto, June 6th. Dave Mason, June 21st. And the Soggy Bottom Boys on July 5th. All right, let's take a look at the listing for DPAC, also known as Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through the following outlets: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Okay, coming up Thursday, April 27th, Alan Cummings sings Sappy Songs. Friday, April 28th, Funny Man Trevor Noah, two shows, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Trevor has hosted numerous television shows in his native country, including South Africa's Music, Television, and Film Awards, the South African Comedy Festival, and two seasons of his own late-night talk show. In the special, Noah addresses major domestic and international events of the past year, sharing his outlook on the world today, including terrorism, racial tensions in America, and what it was like being African and traveling into the United States during the Ebola crisis. Saturday, April 29th at DPAC, concert is part of the Art of Cool Festival. With his multi-Grammy award-winning music career and his continued accolades in film, Common has emerged as one of Hollywood's most sought-after leading men. Prior to acting, Common rose to prominence as one of hip-hop's most poetic and respected lyricists. Again, Saturday, April 29th at DPAC, it's Common. His concert is part of the Art of Cool Festival. All right, Friday, May 5th through Sunday, May 7th, Mamma Mia, the ultimate feel-good show that has audiences coming back again and again to relive the thrill. Now it's your turn to have the time of your life at this smash hit musical that combines ABBA's greatest hits, including Dancing Queen, SOS, Super Trooper, Take a Chance on Me, and The Winner Takes It All, with an enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship. Tuesday, May 9th, Move Beyond Live Tour. This is Juliana and Derek Hough. Thursday, May 11th, Pixies. Pixies has been called one of the most influential alt-rock bands of all time. Fans can expect a set list comprised of the classics and catalog rarities, as well as newer songs from Indie Cindy. Friday, May 12th through Sunday, May 14th, Chicago. This triumphant hit musical is the recipient of 6 Tony Awards, 2 Olivier Awards, a Grammy, and thousands of standing ovations. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.